Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You're winning two tickets to see the Wizards and the Hawks on November 25th. 4 days from now at Cap One Arena. Close out the NBA Cup at Capital One Arena. The team's going to be wearing their City Edition unis. First 10,000 fans are getting Bub Carrington designed pajama pants, all courtesy of the Washington Wizards. Caller 10's winning right now. You'll have another chance to win at 4 o'clock today ahead of the Beltway Blitz.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morad can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Shows live, Field Trip Friday. We're out at Uptown Alley in Manassas. This is a great venue. We'll be here until 6:30, so come on out and kick it with us all day, all show long. Really good food being consumed in front of us now, and they got great cold drinks as well. So come on out and be a part of the show, Uptown Alley in Manassas today on a Field Trip Friday. To the Rood guest hotline we go. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And that's where we find terrific college football writer and sporting news senior writer, Bill Bender. Bill, thanks for a few minutes. We appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. There's a few extra minutes for all of us on Saturday to turn our attention to college football because we're not dealing with the Commanders this weekend, so we figured we'd check in on some of the big stories. We'll start locally. Virginia Tech this week pulled off a pretty surprising move when they landed James Franklin as their next head coach, the former Nittany Lions head man. What do you think of the hiring from both the team and Franklin's perspectives?
I think it's a great hire. I think it's all about identity. That's what I wrote day of. You know, Virginia Tech has had one 10-win season since Frank Beamer retired. You know, they make it the ACC championship game the first year, and then in general kind of a 500 program since in the playoff era. So, you know, I think for Franklin, it gets him out of Penn State. He knows the area. He knows how to recruit that area. And I know you guys have really good high school football in that area. So all of those things add up to, I think, Virginia Tech having a new identity, which they've lacked. And I think he'll do well there. And as you guys have seen, I mean, the bar to do well in the ACC isn't that high these days.
Is the airport big enough for him?
He got that in quick, didn't he? You know, that the jab there, and I think he'll be fine. And again, Virginia Tech, like I said, when you see what Virginia's been able to do this year and Georgia Tech with Brent Key, I think James Franklin, I always remind people, 70% of his game, would you rather have a coach with a 70% winning percentage? I know he was 4-21 against top 10 teams, but go back and look at how many of those games they were playing Ohio State and Michigan, and they weren't favored in those games. So I give them a little – I know they should have won a few, but I give them a little benefit of the doubt there.
Yeah, Bill, stick aside, obviously, about the airport. I don't know how much bigger the Blacksburg Airport is than the one that's in State College, but, you know, I could go on all day. I was talking to a Virginia Tech buddy of mine the other day who was saying, yeah, he's not going to get us over the top. And I go, dude, you've got – you've got light years to go before you even talk about getting over the top. You need you know what I mean? Like, the road to get to okay is where you need to focus, and there's nobody better than James Franklin. Just kind of give me a thought on that, and just sort of where Virginia Tech is as a program, and kind of, you know, where James Franklin could take them.
Well, I'm 46 years old. So when I think of Virginia Tech, I think Thursday Night Football on ESPN, block punt, Michael Vick, Enter Sandman, all of those things. And I haven't felt that in a while. When Virginia Tech's on, they come and go. So that's what I was talking about with that identity. When I think of Penn State under Franklin, yeah, the top 10 losses come up. I live in Columbus, so. But I also think about Micah Parsons, Saquon Barkley, coming out of the sanctions, being able to win at 10 or more games. Had we had a 12-team playoff when this thing started, he'd still be at Penn State because he'd be in the playoff every year.
Mm. I want to pivot across the river to Maryland. We're talking college football with Bill Bender of the Sporting News on Grant and Danny. The Terps announced that Mike Locksley is staying on as their head coach. I was stung. I guess I know the information, but it just seems crazy that he's been around since taking over in 2015. And his career record now is 10 under 500 at 37-47. Back-to-back years where they won't have finished over 500. Is this because they believe in the direction of the program? Or is this because there are so many openings at schools that would attract a better coach that they don't want to join this coaching cycle?
Yeah, I think some of that. You know, we're all on Lane Kiffin watch today, obviously. He really holds our attention. But I think that could be part of it. And I think Mike Locksley, you start to look at, like, who the elder statesmen of the Big Ten are, and that list gets a little goofy these days, especially if Kirk Ferentz ends up retiring, whenever he ends up retiring from Iowa. I think Maryland's stuck in that. Look, the Big Ten has 18 teams, and the bottom third's rough. And if you can get towards bowl eligibility and get a 7-win season in the Big Ten anymore, I don't think that's that bad. I mean, that's kind of the zip code that P.J. Fleck lives in. He gets to a bowl game, he wins his bowl game every year, and people in Minnesota, I think, they probably accept that that's pretty good. So, you know, I'm not saying Maryland should accept that. As far as tomorrow, I think they'll give Michigan a run. Michigan's banged up. They're down to their, like, fourth running back. And, you know, if they can create a turnover. I've seen that movie before where Maryland gives somebody, either Ohio State or Michigan, a run the week before the big game between those two schools.
Yeah, they're 2-14 in conference and counting over their last couple of years, and it's been reflective of that this entire era, really since the move to the Big Ten. And my question is, what should the expectation be? You know, ultimately, like, I think everyone was delusional when they moved from the ACC to the Big Ten that just, you know, success would follow and every once in a while they'd be frisky. I thought that was ludicrous and they didn't know who they were, and it certainly hasn't happened. I'm happy for everybody that there's more money for the school, but it doesn't seem like football success has followed. What should the expectation be?
Maybe try to get to bowl games and get a playoff team through there at some point. You know, squeeze one through. Like, you know, I don't know if we can do excuses, because look what Vandy and Mizzou are doing in the SEC. Vandy has the right coach, the right fit, the right program. I think Diego Pavia should be in the Heisman mix. So, you know, you look at the Big Ten. Is it a little harder to topple Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon? I guess, but, I mean, why isn't USC in the playoff every year? Look what happened to Penn State this year. I had them ranked number two like everybody else. That didn't work out. So I think you can have a team that can get in that middle class of the Big Ten in 8 or 9 games and try to get to the playoff. And, you know, that'll be the expectations at places like Maryland, who is struggling, much like Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska do in the Midwest. And you guys could probably answer this for me. I mean, I worked with Maryland grads at Sporting News, and for years they were still, like, and it's kind of like Nebraska fans. They kind of still wish they were in the ACC. And that's always hard when you have some people in your fan base that feel that way.
I don't know that it's some. I'd say it's most. You know, or I guess there's plenty of people that like the money that got dumped in, but I think most of the people I talk to, certainly when it comes to basketball, miss a lot of those rivalries.
Yeah, and just to add to that, the people that are yelling at you are talking about a bunch of money that they'll never see. Like, right. It's like somehow some measuring stick that the school makes more money. Well, that's great. How is that more fun for you as a fan? But I digress.
Bill, post-Ralph Regan, their coaches have been Randy Edsall, DJ Durkin, Mike Locksley. So I get that backdrop as I ask you this question. But could they do better and should they try to do better than Locksley? Because I think the jury's kind of been returned on what he is and isn't. Can they do better than that?
You know, I'll preface it with saying I really like Mike Locksley. I've had a couple conversations with him over the years at Big Ten Media Day. Enjoy his temperament, the way he coaches, those kind of things, his philosophy on football in general. I mean, when you say, can you do better, I think, to me, it's, you know, that area, like I said, you've got to be able to recruit those kids out of that Catholic league that you have there where, you know, all those schools, you see where they go to the SEC schools. You've got to be able to recruit in that circle. James Franklin will make that a challenge because I think he'll pull some of those kids to VTech. There's no question. So I think it starts there. And what is the commitment to football? It's one thing to cash that check and go get 7-8 wins. It's another when I think one of the unfair things Maryland faced up until the last 2 years, it was very difficult to be in the Big Ten East and play Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State every year. I'm not saying we're starting the season 0-3. In most cases, most of those schools were starting the season 0-3.
I want to ask you about the best team in the state of Virginia, the James Madison Dukes. Kind of give me a state of the union there, and you know, kind of what's their immediate future hold.
You know what? I had them in the playoff last week in our projections, and nobody agrees with me. I had them at the 12 seed and think it would be really interesting for them to get into the playoff out of the Sun Belt. You know, what I was impressed with last week is sometimes when you see a school get ranked out of nowhere, not out of nowhere, but you know what I mean. Yep. I mean, I'm a Mac guy. I went to Ohio University. So when you're ranked and then that week that they're ranked, they struggle or lose. That didn't happen. They ran all over App State last week, you know, putting up 50 points, running for like 7 touchdowns. So I like the attention that they handled it. I think if they go 12-1, they will have a compelling case. The danger, though, is there's another school in your backyard over there. If Navy wins the American Conference, they'll have a compelling case, too. They didn't have Blake Horvath when they played Notre Dame.
It's going to be interesting to monitor, actually. I hadn't considered Navy with that record possibly getting in. Bill Bender is on social at BillBender92, Sporting News senior writer, talking college ball with us. One more on JMU, and then we'll hit on a couple of the big games of the weekend. They've got Washington State coming to their place, which they're heavy favorites. I mean, this is not – even though it feels like you're leveling up with, like, a program from a major conference or whatever, they're expected to win that game. Do you think they could be on upset alert, or is this a game where they could have some trouble? What do you make of the matchup?
This is the matchup. Right, get through this one. Washington State is a plucky team. They, you know, pushed Ole Miss, pushed Virginia, played well in those games. And this is a kind of a spotlight game for me a little bit on an otherwise kind of, you never sell a weekend as bad. You always say it's kind of light this weekend. We'll see if there's a surprise. That's bad advertising, right, boys? You know, so I think I'll have my eye on it because I want to see if James Madison can do that. Obviously, the dream first-round matchup for them, and I think it would be a lot of fun in some ways, is if they did play like Indiana in the first round. Could you imagine? You could have the Kurt Cignetti Bowl on national television. It would be great.
That would be unreal.
I would watch that, I think. That would be a pretty good theater, as only, you know, sports can provide. Bill Bender with us here, Sporting News, breaking down the college football slate here this weekend. All right, give me the game of the weekend for you, the one that you got your eyeballs on. If you can only watch one, what is it?
And that's always a hard question. It's so unfair, you know, but I'll go USC Oregon because the Trojans have played better. That's such an obvious answer, I think, too, because game day's there. The mulligan for Oregon after losing to Indiana earlier this season. The Trojans, if they win, maybe they get the Big Ten, a fourth Big Ten team in. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, since we've talked all ACC all night or all day, about Pitt, Georgia Tech. I think Pitt could win that game. I do. I think their run defense is solid. Georgia Tech's defense, period, has been bad the last 2 weeks. Wouldn't surprise me if the Panthers, while everybody's kind of kicking them while they're down after the Notre Dame game, end up beating Georgia Tech on the road tomorrow night.
Heisman Trophy odds right now. Fernando Mendoza, last check, was the favorite at -110. Julian Sane of Ohio State is right behind him at 2-1, and then it's a huge gap Diego Pavia, Gunnar Stockton at Georgia, a couple other guys. But I'm curious about the Julian Sain thing as like a legitimate contender. Am I crazy, or do you, if you're just the quarterback of the Ferrari of Ohio State and you don't lose, do you just get to win the Heisman? I'm not saying I'm unimpressed, but I'm also not impressed per se.
I think it's tough because what he's doing with the video game stats on top of it is impressive to me. I know Fernando Mendoza's had a couple Heisman moments, obviously, especially the Penn State drive. And then Jeremiah Smith probably deserves consideration. You mentioned the Ferrari. The Ferrari comes with two wheels, Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate. That's pretty good. So I think both of those guys have been phenomenal. And then outside of those three, you know, I think the three other Heisman candidates I would look at, Jeremiah Love at Notre Dame, he's been phenomenal all year, Diego Pavia at Vandy. And if Georgia Tech were to beat Georgia and win the ACC, I think Haynes King could make a late run, because I've said all season, no player means more to their team more than Haynes King at Georgia Tech. The numbers show that, and I think he could be that, like, his odds are. I don't have him in front of me, but, you know, just a couple bucks there, it might pay off.
Yeah, I think he's 35-1 and about 6th or 7th in odds right now. Quarterbacks, as it pertains to the draft, you know, covering the Commanders and talking D.C. sports, kind of out of the game of studying QBs on Saturdays because they got Jaden Daniels for the long haul here. But watching college football like we do, Fernando Mendoza, to me, everyone says he's going to go very early. Is he athletic enough to be a really, really good NFL quarterback? And what does the quarterback class look like it's shaping up to be? Is he the top guy right now?
I mean, he might be, but it's a lot of intangibles that I like about him. And I know that phrase gets thrown around loosely around draft time, but I don't love this quarterback class at all. You know, I kind of made the joke earlier this year when everybody was down on Arch Manning. I said, well, if Arch Manning came out, he still might be the top quarterback taken. That's how, like, rough this quarterback class has been. And, you know, I think Fernando Mendoza is certainly going to get that attention. I don't know if there's any franchise changers out there, Daniels or a Caleb Williams or, you know, even Cam Ward once he settles in with Tennessee. I don't know if that guy's in this class. And, you know, you start to look at next year even with Arch and Julian Sain and some of those guys, and it's like, well, this might be the number one pick in that draft. And it might be the first time since Keyshawn where a receiver gets taken number one.
One more for you. If I gave you the top four teams or the field for the college football playoff for the national championship, would you take the top four, so Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, and Georgia, or would you take the field to win the Natty?
I love that question. I would take the top four, because I think I would live with the only one. Can you give me like Notre Dame at like half price, and then I can have four and five? If you gave me Notre Dame, I would take five, because I like Ohio State that much. I like Georgia that much. Don't love Texas A&M and Indiana, although I'm not. They're undefeated. Can't discredit that. They win the games in front of them. But if I was picking a national champion in order, I would go Ohio State, Georgia, then Notre Dame. Because I think Notre Dame's playing that well.
Remember, Kurt Cignetti wins.
He just wins. I Googled it.
I saw it on Google.
He certainly does. And I don't want it, like I said, I mean, I can't wait for the Big Ten championship game if it's Ohio State and Indiana. That one will be a lot of fun.
Awesome information. Great breakdown of the college weekend ahead, Bill. Thank you so much. We'll send everybody the sporting news to check you out.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
There's Bill Bender on college football. Generally, the way this works is, because Sunday is such a lazy, fat, gross, terrible father, terrible husband day for me,
yep,
I don't even think about asking for any free time on Saturday to watch college football. But. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, bud.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
No Commanders.
Right.
Now, there will be NFL football all day long.
Sure.
And I'll be on a couch for it. But I'm not quite as locked in. There's no notebook on my lap. Don't have a computer next to me. So maybe, just maybe, a little more college football for me tomorrow.
A little extra college football. For me, the college game, if it happens, it happens.
Yes.
Like, I can't schedule around it because there's so many kids' activities and things, and I'm already in line for a spousal fight based on Sunday, especially when there's a 9:30 fight with your wife game time. But there's a little extra now this time, right? A little fewer activities. We're in between seasons. I got a shot.
Let's hop up a level. So we just got you set for Saturday. How about Sunday? What are the most interesting NFL games on the slate this weekend. We'll go through them next on Grant and Danny from Uptown Alley in Manassas, live on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan, live from Manassas. We are at Uptown Alley. What are you working with over there, Danny?
Street tacos.
Okay.
These are tacos, but they're for the streets.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
The streets have been talking about those tacos.
Yeah.
And they're saying good things.
Oh, they're fantastic.
I'm hearing
just a fantastic dish.
We're just talking college football. Missed any part of the conversation, you can podcast it when we are done, wherever you get your audio. Let's hop up a level to the National Football League, closing in on week 12 on Sunday. I want to go game by game and give you the number one storyline in each football game this weekend with the Commanders idol. So we start you off 1 o'clock local, Jets, Ravens. The game's being played up 95 in Baltimore. New York's 2-8. Baltimore is 5-5. Storylines here include Tyrod Taylor getting the start. The Jets have made a quarterback change. Justin Fields has been benched. And for the Ravens, the playoff push continues. They survive a scare, overcome the Browns 23-16 last week. Since their bye, they are 4-0, and their defense has actually been top five in the NFL on early downs over the last month against Chicago, Miami, Minnesota, and Cleveland. This is a great chance for them to win a fifth straight, get over 500, and be knocking on the door of first place going into next week.
Yeah, they had a tough early season schedule, and it showed, right? They lost a heartbreaker to the Bills, destroyed the Browns, aforementioned, lost to the Lions and the Chiefs, and, you know, that's not crazy that that would happen. Now they got the doors blown off by the Texans and the Rams, too, two-score game. bye week happens, this has been a different team, a much easier schedule in the second half than that first half. They beat up on some bad teams. They're going to have to continue to harvest their nuts because of the bad start they got off to, but they are a team I would not want to see come January.
Steelers play the Bears at Soldier Field in Chicago. 1 o'clock kick, 6-4 Pittsburgh, 7-3 Chicago Bears. It sounds like Aaron Rodgers is going to get injected with who knows what.
Yeah.
Try to give this thing a go. Mason Rudolph went 12-16 off the bench last week and looked okay. The story, though, here, I think, is actually the Bears, not the Steelers, who were trying to hold off their opponents in the AFC North. We were just talking about Baltimore. But it's Chicago, who have won 3 in a row and 7 of 8 under Ben Johnson. With a win, they'd be 8-3 and still in first place in the conference going into December. Can you imagine that?
Unbelievable.
Not the conference, I'm sorry, the division.
The division, yeah.
They'd be creeping up at the top of the conference too, but they would be leading the NFC North. We talked before the season. Detroit, maybe the best team in the conference. Green Bay could be the best team in the NFC. Minnesota was coming off of double-digit wins, is going to be scary. How did the Bears get out of the basement? They'd be in first place at 8-3 and rolling.
6 of their last 7 games come against teams that are either playoff teams or teams we think are going to make the playoffs, a.k.a. Detroit, who's not in the playoffs right now if it started today, but we all feel pretty good about them. Niners, Packers 2 different times, at the Eagles. If you're going to get there, I think this year, especially in a crowded NFC, I think you probably have to win this game. Not technically. There's no must win. That's kind of an obvious situation. But there are enough difficult games on their schedule. I think half of them are on the road as well. I think this is such an uphill climb, even for a group that's harvested the nuts and a great job at 7-3. That last part of the schedule for a team that's probably punched above their weight class to this point, it might be a rude awakening. I think they got to have this one if they're going to be a postseason team.
I am still selling the Bears as a legitimate noisemaker in the playoffs. I just don't think their defense is good enough. But they're doing the thing that the Saints with Breeze back in the day and the Colts with Manning used to do, where you'd have a bad defense,
yep,
you know, and you're great offense or whatever, and you went on runs because the offense was so good and you were opportunistic. They have the top 3 interceptions getters in the league on their defense. So they can turn you over even though they're pretty bad. But that game, I think, is going to be very, very telling because Pittsburgh, even on the road, is going to be a tough out for them. Here's a fun one. 1 o'clock game on Sunday in Cincinnati. The Patriots and the Bengals. New England is 9-2, yet to have a bye, trying to become the first NFL team to get to 10 wins this season. Their second-year quarterback, Drake May, is now the front-runner for the MVP award narrowly ahead of Matt Stafford, looking at the sports books. The story, I think, is not New England here, though. Yeah, they're hard charging, and they're trying to overtake the Bills in the division. And they're a fun story because Mike Vrabel's in year one, and he's turned the program around. The story's Joe Burrow. Burrow was not supposed to be back until their Thursday Thanksgiving night game against the Ravens in Baltimore coming up in a few days. He's ahead of schedule. He has practiced in full all week. Today, Zach Taylor, the head coach in Cincinnati, was non-committal, would not say Burrow's going to play. I don't understand, though, why you'd have him practice all week. You'd take first-team reps away from Joe Flacco if you weren't going to have Burrow play, but that, I guess, could still happen. But to me, that's what I'm curious about. You're tuning in at the start of the game. You'll know by then, but it's to see Joe Burrow again and what he looks like if he's back on the field. The Bengals, because they're 3-7, are probably cooked either way. Doesn't really matter. They're bringing him back in a lost season.
Yeah, it raises the intrigue, certainly, for the Bengals side of things. For the Patriots, you know, they can only beat who's on their schedule, and they've done that 8 straight times. They've been beyond impressive. A couple teams that are good, they've beaten them, and everyone else is not good. And Cincinnati would be included in that, even with Burrow. That defense is horrendous. They'll be without Jamar Chase because of the expectoration incident heard around the world.
Expectoration? So,
that's right. That's when that spit
what
leaves your mouth. That's right. The Patriots should win that game, but again, that's the intrigue now. You ramped up a difficulty when one of the best quarterbacks alive is playing.
Can you spell that?
Yeah. Just not going to do it right now.
Okay. Giants-Lions. New York is 2-9. Detroit 6-4. The Giants will not have Jackson Dart. He's going to miss a second straight game with that concussion. Is this happening more this year, or is it just me? That you get a concussion and you don't come right back, you're held out longer or it lingers longer?
I feel like I don't think it's just you. No, let me rephrase. It might be just you. Because okay. I feel like this happens. Some of them are, oh, it's nothing.
It is like very weird.
Yeah, by Tuesday he can see light again and he's fine. And others, you know, again, I'm not making light of it. CJ Stroud is on week what, 3?
That's what
we
I'm
just
saying.
Finished.
Stroud
and this
just
is the second
three
one.
Games yeah. with a concussion.
Some of them are more severe.
Oftentimes, and I'm being flippant, I guess, and I shouldn't be, but quarterback goes into the blue tent. They leave the game with a concussion. 7 days later, they're back out there starting. But I know everybody responds differently. No Jackson Dart, so Jameis Winston gets a second straight start for the Giants. They played the Packers pretty well. They had a lead in the fourth quarter. Jordan Love was tremendous and helped get the Packers a win last week. But they're taking on another NFC North team with Jameis under center. The Lions are 6-4. We found out today for Detroit, their tight end Sam Laporta is out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Back injury for Laporta. I mean, this is a really big developing story for that offense. 40 catches, just shy of 500 yards, on pace for 923 through the air as a tight end with a career high pace, 92 targets. Their passing game has gone from 8.1 yards per play last year to 7.5 this year, which is significant. Jared Goff last week was just 14 for 37, completed 37% of his passes. It's one of the worst passing games in the league statistically in, I think it was, 3 years. Now they got to get right against the Giants, and they got to do it without Sam Laporta. They're just suffering a lot of injuries again, that Detroit team.
Yeah, and Detroit's losses are not shameful losses. No, there's not a bad loss in the bunch. Maybe a divisional game to Minnesota will come back and haunt them a little bit, but that's not crazy. You lose a field goal game to a division rival. They've lost to the Eagles, at the Chiefs, and week one to Green Bay. Nothing horrendous about that, but again, this is a team with higher aspirations. They've got Green Bay again, Dallas at the Rams, and a couple divisional games to kind of end it. At some point, great teams need to start playing great. Detroit's been inconsistent.
Vikings at the Packers, Lambeau Field in Green Bay. I don't think there's a huge developing storyline here. Notably this week, Minnesota's headquarters, a lot of questioning J.J. McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
He is not playing well. There's now questions if he's the answer. Is he the franchise? Is he the guy? Did they botch the quarterback situation, letting Darnold walk out the door? Meanwhile, for Green Bay, 6-3-1, nobody really knows what they are. They lost to the Panthers. They shouldn't have. They looked terrible against the Eagles. Back-to-back L's. Then you almost lost to the Giants. I know almost doesn't count. But if not for Love making ridiculous big boy throws late, they're on a three-game skid, and they're 5-4-1 with some gross losses to the Browns, to the Giants, to the Panthers along the way. This is a matchup against a Vikings team that beat the Lions very recently.
Yep.
You can't take them lightly. This defense is playing well.
Yeah, and they're going to get after you. They're going to force you to do something. Now, if you handle it, you can put up points against them. Big plays are there to be had. But they're going to be aggressive. I mean, this is a Brian Flores staple. He is going to make you react to him and the way that they play defense, and they're good at it. For Green Bay, I continue to get so frustrated with them, mostly because of what happened the first 5 days of the year where they were the best team in the NFL. They looked so good, and they have not matched that since. It's been a lot of undulation, a lot of eking out wins. And I know you get credit for beating who's on your schedule. On one side of my mouth, I'm praising Denver for doing it, and then I'm critical for Green Bay doing kind of the same thing. But they keep leaving me wanting more, and I'm frustrated with them, even though they're right there at 6-3-1, controlling their own destiny.
So I'm guilty of this too, but what I think you're doing and what I know I'm doing is overvaluing the first week of the season.
I'm 100% doing that.
Because if you think, like, the Raiders beat the Patriots in week one.
Yep.
And weird things happen all the time. Think about the Bengals every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because it was the first 5 days, and it really affected you and me because, you know, we're sitting there on my couch doing our live stream for Washington and
going,
Green Bay.
Oh, my God, look at this group, yeah.
It looked like they were about to go 15-2. And the rest of the season, they have been nothing like that. So I don't know how authentic that is looking back. But they're just probably not that good. Let's go to the Colts and the Chiefs. Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Chiefs 5-5, hosting 8-2 Indy. We talked about the changing of the guard in the AFC, where the top seeds right now in the conference are Denver, New England, and Indianapolis. And nowhere to be found, Kansas City and Baltimore out of the playoff picture currently, and the Bills, who have fallen to the penultimate team in a 17 bracket. For the Chiefs, though, you got to have it right now. We keep saying, you're better than last year. Your offense is actually the most explosive it's been in 4 years. You know, if they get into the playoffs, they're going to make a deep run. None of that matters if they don't win a couple of these games they need to. They lost to the Bills in a pick 'em game. They lost to the Broncos in a pick 'em game. Now you've got Indianapolis, their favorite at home. You have to win this weekend, or else we can't keep saying, oh, they'll be fine. At some point, you're just not that fine anymore.
Yeah, it's late, early is, I think, the expression that's come up here for these guys. I know they're still good. I know they are, right? I've seen enough. But they're just because they lack that one super explosive threat, they get Rashee Rice involved, but it's a lot of stuff close to the line of scrimmage. You're still going to gadget up, still going to gimmick it up, still try to find a weakness. That defense is still pretty good. They still have the magic of Mahomes. But at some point, you just are what you are, right? And we can no longer assume it. I still, by the way, we said this earlier in the show, I still think they're going to the AFC title game. even at 5-5, out of the playoffs if they started today, simply because there's too much track record, 7-7 in Mahomes' years as a starter. They have been in that AFC Championship game. I feel like it's going to happen again, and they're going to get right, but your point is correct. When? This is sort of now a, dude, if you're going to do this, you better start doing it right this minute.
That'll do it for the 1 o'clock window. I want to move on to some 4 o'clock kicks. The Browns 2-8, the Raiders 2-8. This would have been a game I would have brought up, except that Shedeur Sanders, the most talked about, biggest lightning rod in the history of fifth-round quarterbacks, gets his first-ever start for the Cleveland Browns. He came into the game. He struggled immensely. I mean, really, really bad 4-for-16 performance. Throws an interception. Should have had a second interception. Gets sacked a couple of times holding on to the ball. And then afterwards, the excuses that he never gets first-team reps as if he's the first backup that's ever happened with come out. On the other side, you got everybody saying he'll never be good. See, I told you so. He's awful. No reasonable takes whatsoever after what was expected.
Yep.
A fifth-round quarterback who went in the fifth round for some reasons didn't look good. That happens all the time. He's not allowed to just have the game where he doesn't look good, apparently, like everybody else. But now we're going to see. He got the first-team reps all week. He's the guy going into a Raiders game. You're taking on a defense that gives up a lot of plays in the passing game. A chance for him maybe to hit the ground running.
This will be fascinating. If for no other reason, then
Is it the most fascinating game ever between two and eight teams?
Two terrible teams. The answer,
might be.
It's up there, certainly. I mean, again, if he doesn't play well this week, which, by the way, is not unreasonable. They don't have much on offense, right? There's not much going on there. He's had three practices, probably, with the first team. He's a rookie anyhow. Doesn't have the training, doesn't have the experience of all the other guys playing against a bad team. It could absolutely not go well. Max Crosby has a day because, you know, adjust the protection right or whatever. I'm fascinated as to what the reasoning will be for the people that want to condemn it, fascinating for what the excuses will be for the people that want to make sure everyone knows he's the greatest ever and it's some weird conspiracy against him. I'm nervous about it the same way that the discourse can't be rational, but I am. I can't turn away.
Eagles-Cowboys in the NFC East at 4:25 in Dallas. Cowboys trying to keep slim playoff hopes alive at 4-5-1. The Eagles look like their defense has hit the championship form button. Man, have they been good the last couple of weeks. This is as good a defensive unit as there is in the NFC, maybe in all of football, right there with Denver and Houston, at least as far as a recent sample goes. And A.J. Brown just can't help himself. After trolling his quarterback on social media for most of this season, yesterday he was asked about people that say you're having a down year and maybe you just don't have your A game anymore, and he throws Saquon Barkley under the bus. He said, well, I guess Saquon Barkley isn't the same guy either. Teammate of the year, A.J. Brown.
I mean, he's on fire.
Like, what an awesome teammate this guy is. He is the best, isn't he?
Man, oh, man.
Who else can you humiliate and call out in the media?
Yeah, and again, I understand the point he was trying to make.
I do, too.
He's answering a question about, hey, are you diminished? Is your skill set not the same? Or have injuries caught up with you or whatever? And he's offering another analogy about a star player that's not having the same caliber year. But you know what would be so easy is to not do that.
Is there a better way to make his point?
I bet you there is. Yeah. Say, I don't feel that way, but, critics are going to say what they're going to say.
There's guys all Ta-da. Over the league that aren't having great seasons that will have more great seasons after this year.
Yeah, we're 8-2. We're in a good place. It's one of those things that, like, I could probably do that. Now, I can't do what he does on the field to draw a distinction, but I would answer the hell out of that question. I would have been awesome. And you know what I would have tried to do? Not run Saquon Barkley under the bus. Wouldn't that have been fun?
We'll hit another batch of games a little bit later in the show as we preview week 12 in the NFL. But it is Friday, and we are out and about on a field trip Friday. We're in Manassas today at Uptown Alley. Let's win off the field next. You call us and tell us what little mini moral victory has made your day better that nobody else would care about. You can call us at 800-636-1067. It is time to win off the field on Grant and Danny next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time to figure out how you are winning off the field. You call us right now at 800-636-1067. Celebrate a moral victory that nobody else would care about, but put a smile on your face. Pretty easy segment. We do it today because Bruce Allen, many, many years ago, said these words in Ashburn.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
So we honor the goose, and we keep that day near and dear to our hearts so that we don't sink back to those depths.
Yep.
800-636-1067. Danny, show the people how it's done.
So you're looking for something small that nobody else would care about, but we're going to celebrate it here. So I'm trying to think of an example of that, and I suppose I will do that right now. So you and I have very busy lives. We've got like 11 different jobs and gigs and things we're doing in addition to being able to do this one all the time. We're coaching kids and things like that. So yesterday, I wasn't going to have time to eat dinner when I got home and then go coach my oldest son for the four-screen basketball team, you see. So I wasn't going to have time to eat dinner. Well, it turned out there was a whole Friendsgiving celebration at our radio station that had nothing to do with us, but there was so much food that we got to eat. So I was stuffed like a fat sow, and I didn't even need dinner last night. See what I'm saying? Because I was going to need dinner, and I wasn't going to be able to get it. Then I didn't even need dinner, and I was able to stay and play basketball afterwards without being like, oh, my God, I'm starving. I'm not starving because I had all this pie and different foodstuffs that made me fat, and then I worked it off playing some hoops where I had a couple of game winners and a bunch of threes and set guys up for some assists that, frankly, they blew with some layups. Don't ask Ben Parrish about it. He struggled a little bit in the game, but that's not important. I love Ben. He's a great guy, but he did blow a couple of layups, cost me three or four assists. But the point is, I didn't need to eat, therefore I was.
Winning off the field.
Yesterday, I had a conversation in the office of Laura Gonzalez, Odyssey sales czar extraordinaire.
I call her the big sales boss. Is that
yeah,
right?
I think yeah. That's what she is. She's kind of the big sales silly at the office.
Yep.
And I had a quick conversation with her, and while I was in her office, I noticed there was a bowl of lightsabers. Lightsabers. Not lifesavers, but lightsabers.
Sure.
So she had a whole bowl where there was just a bunch of lightsabers from the movie. So I put a few in my pocket, and I love sucking on a lightsaber. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
And so anyway, yesterday I had two of them in my hoodie pocket today.
Today.
Right. Just about 10 minutes ago. I was like, what the heck is that? Oh, my gosh. It's a red lightsaber.
It's a Sith lightsaber.
I threw it right in my mouth, and it was so delicious and wonderful. The exact right kick from candy that I needed to get me through the day. Therefore, I am?
Winning off the field.
That's the way the game is played.
If you had a lightsaber, what color would it be? Like Grant Paulson, Jedi Knight, or Sith, doesn't matter. It's whatever your proclivities. What color is your lightsaber?
First thought?
Yeah.
You want me to say red?
No, I'm not. I don't want you to say anything. It's you.
Are we talking lightsaber the candy?
No.
Are we talking actual lightsabers?
An actual space laser sword. Yep.
It's green.
Green lightsaber.
Green lightsaber.
A hero's lightsaber.
Is that a hero's one?
Yeah.
You can't get those if you're just anybody?
No. You've got to pass the Jedi trials to be able to construct your own lightsaber with the Force. You got to tame a kyber crystal that speaks to you, bro.
No way.
Yes. Green?
Green is my
amazing
answer. Yeah.
Amazing.
Hey, real quick, I wanted to crowbar this in.
All right.
We have a second.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Dylan Strom and his wife.
Stromer.
Do you know
that
Dylan Strom's wife, Capitals center Dylan Strom, went into labor last night pretty suddenly and early, it sounds like. Everything is great. Baby's doing well. Mom's doing well. But Dylan Strom finds out minutes, I don't know, an hour, maybe less, before their game in Montreal. It's happening right here and right now. He's getting updates before the game and during the early part of the game, a few minutes in, that the baby's actually been born. That his daughter, I think the name's Sutton, was born while he was on the road. And he was very emotional talking to reporters after the game about having to miss it and not being able to be there because it wasn't planned. It wasn't like he just said, I know we're having the baby that night, but I'm going to play in Montreal.
Yeah, you felt like he had weeks and it was all, you know.
The videos the team put out are amazing with him telling his teammates right after the game and everybody, you know, jumping around him and high-fiving him and celebrating, but pretty emotional. Can you imagine just having to get through your gig? Like, you find out your wife's going into labor right as we're going on the air, and because you're doing a show.
Because we're in Kansas City or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do 4.5 hours of radio and try not to think about it. And Strom had 3 apples, had a great game, just went out and played hockey. These guys are different, man.
Yes, they are.
Let's go to Vic in Gaithersburg. Vic, how are you winning off the field?
So I lost a drill bit a week ago. I couldn't find it for the life of me, and I use it every day. Been struggling every day trying to open stuff up. Well, I just had a fresh laundry, pair of laundry pants, threw them on this morning, reached in my pocket, similar to your lightsaber, bing, bang, boom, found my bit. Happy as ever.
You got your drill bit, Taylor.
Winning
back
off the field.
This guy's going to be just drilling things all day long now.
Your drill bit, Taylor.
He doesn't even need any drill bits anymore. He's just going to drill the drill.
Who played drill bit Taylor? Which one's that?
That's Owen Wilson.
Oh, wow. He was drill bit Taylor?
Yeah. When I think of a drill, I think of an oil driller who could save the world.
No.
Like Harry Stamper.
No.
Garris. I think he's someone who could drill to 750 feet, Garris.
Don't shoehorn that.
I think of...
That's ridiculous.
A team of drillers.
This is overindulgent.
West Texas, who would save planet Earth if asked.
Unreal.
Because a meteor was hurling...
This is irresponsible.
...toward planet Earth. They would land on that rock. Colonel Willie Sharp would probably be flying...
Unbelievable.
...the spacecraft, if I had to guess. And after saving the world, he would land and he'd find Liv Tyler. He'd go up to Gracie and he'd say, I'm Colonel Willie Sharp requesting to shake the hand of the daughter of the bravest man I've ever met.
What a clunky line that was, by the way.
But it was delivered so silly.
Yeah, that guy's really good.
I'm Colonel Willie Sharp, United States Naval Academy Air Force Base Ranger Tahoe.
Permission to shake the hand of the daughter. Like, it just doesn't come out.
Requesting permission to shake the hand of the daughter of the son of the man who's the bravest gentleman I've ever met in my life.
My father's cousin's brother's former roommate's friend.
By the way, this is like 3 hours after this guy took scissors device to your neck and choked you out while you were trying to shoot him. And now you're like, I love this guy and he's my brother up there.
you know.
Like, a lot happened.
But he's so good. He's whatever that role is. Like, he's not allowed more than 12 or 13 minutes of screen time in most movies.
Colonel Willie Sharp?
Yeah, Colonel Willie Sharp, where that actor's name is. He's the beginning of The Dark Knight.
Yep.
He's in Heat. In the same kind of small role.
Bank robbery.
So the director of The Dark Knight, you may know Christopher Nolan, is pretty good at this.
Familiar with his work.
Loves the movie Heat by Michael Ombre, or Michael Mann, and put Colonel Willie Sharp in it in the beginning scene because he loves Heat so much, and it was kind of an homage to Heat there in the beginning.
Requesting to shake the hand of the guy that hit 2 game winners last night and pick up basketball. G&D on the fan. Speaking of game winners, there haven't been many for the Wizards, but maybe you'll get to see the first of the season in win number 2. We're giving away Wizards tickets as soon as we come back ahead of the Beltway Blitz next, right here on Grant and Danny. You're listening to the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.